please welcome Ty Barnett.
I'm from Chicago, but I pay child support in Seattle.
Jackie Fabulous.
I am mixed with Negro and nigger. That's it. There's nothing. There ain't no white, ain't no Indian. I am all black.
My full name is actually Tyrone. See, somebody grabbed their purse. The name in Ireland actually means inspired and prone to creativity. In America, it means we're not hiring. So.
I said, well, that depends. Are you casting Shirley for what's happening?
400 years ago, this would have been an auction.
I had the small boobs, little tight booty. I was the hottest girl in fifth grade.
Your mom's a bitch.
Yeah, sometimes she get like that.
What's up, people? How's it going? It's another episode. That's really... I should have sounded way more excited than that.
I know, you let me down. Last night you scared the crap out of me.
Well, because the last couple of times you were like, what the fuck, dial it down. So I said, you know what? I'm going to try to be as Rod Serling as I could in this. Well, I don't even know how many people know who it is. So let's start it all over. How's everybody out there doing?
What it is?
Yeah. All right. It's another episode of Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Fabulous.
Yes, and you know what? This is a very special show for a couple reasons. One, because we have made it to, this is episode 3. That's why it's special. But the other reason is because we have our first official guest of the Outspoken Token show. And I'm going to tell you something. I've known this guy for a long time. Great friend, great comedian, and we're going to have some fun with him. You know him, you've seen him on a number of things. Recently, I actually saw his ass at, I forget what time it was, but I saw him on my TV screen. Adam Richman is in the house, very funny comedian.
Ooh, ooh.
I'm so, the first guest, I'm honored.
Yes, you should be, motherfucker.
Jerry,
I'm just kidding.
Is there poison in this water?
So we got a lot of things to talk about. We're going to start it off. And at first I was going to try and do a couple of things before we brought Adam on and, you know, give his insight and stuff. But I think he adds a lot to all of these topics. So we're just going to jump right into it. So we're going to hear from Adam Richman here. Adam, first of all, introduce yourself to the people who may...
Who's listening? Are the people that you know?
Yeah, it's people listening. Just
hey,
assume
listening.
That it's
this
just
is Adam Richman here.
You gotta get closer. Get to the mic.
I gotta get closer. I can't hear my own voice. It sucks. You guys actually have the headphones on.
Well, I don't have another plug.
It makes you more professional.
Yes.
I'll just do this. I'll just hold it, like pretend like I'm singing. Like, we are the world.
Hilarious.
We are children. All right, I will stop singing. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming,
J-Fab,
man.
Tyrone.
What to do? Hilarious. I know, that's not too many people call me that name. That's,
well, you just called yourself that name in your intro. So.
I know, but not too many people call me that.
I didn't really. I was just, I was going.
You know, five people call me that.
Is that your mom?
Not even my mom. My mom calls, well, sometimes, depending on if she's mad. The mother of my kids calls me Tyrone, but I think she does it out of spite because
right.
She doesn't want to acknowledge that Ty Barnett exists. Who else? And my auntie. I have an auntie. They call me that. Yes.
Man, auntie.
Yes. What's wrong with that word? Y'all don't say auntie. It was aunt. Aunt. Is that what you guys call?
I have an auntie. I have an auntie.
Well, my name is Adam, and everyone calls me Adam.
Yeah, that's great.
Black, you don't get it.
Yeah, I know. He'll never understand
names.
It.
Hey, damn.
That hey, that would work.
That's cool.
Hey, damn.
You went up for hey, damn.
Yeah, it's my street name.
So.
Thug life.
Adam hails from Canada.
Oh, sorry. I said it out loud.
No,
come listening? On. Hello? Hello?
Yes, they are listening. You guys got to share this mic.
We got close.
Get close, baby.
Yes.
Get up in here.
Jamaican me crazy.
Alrighty.
I got to go.
That's enough. Anyway, so Adam, we've known each other for a long time. How long have you been doing stand-up?
Shit, I've been doing stand-up 16 years.
Damn!
Yeah, funny every year.
So was Ty.
Yeah, and it's gotten worse. I don't know how that happened. It's the only business where you get really great. The better you get, the worse it gets for you.
You know what? I can't say that I don't see what you're talking about, because I do.
A little bit of truth in that.
It is a lot of truth in it.
There's always work. I mean, I've been working for a while, but it's more just like it's nothing. You know, it used to be about your actual abilities, and now it's about how many Twitter followers you have. nothing to do with stand up.
Yeah.
Jokes like, you know, so someone came up and she goes, "Hey, you're a really great comedian. Do you farm?"
Yeah, oh, Mitch's joke. Yeah,
it's a great
I know.
Joke.
But see, and that's, but okay, so with that, okay, with that being said, because see, Jackie, now, Adam and I have been doing it for double digit years. Jackie, if I'm not mistaken, how long?
Put my business in the street. I'm a vet in this game. No, 7.5 years.
Okay, so Jackie is still at that point where it's still a love affair of the art of stand up. She's getting on the road more.
We,
you know what I'm saying?
We still kiss first. We yes, exactly. We still kiss before
there's
I turn
foreplay.
Around and bend over.
There's wanted foreplay still in it for her in comedy, as opposed to where me and Adam are, where it's like, just turn on your side, please. Let's
well,
just.
I like the doing part. I mean, the actual doing stand up is the most fun. It's just the getting the jobs is the most annoying.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. That's what we're saying is that, like, when you first get in this business, your mindset is, I just got to be funny. That's it. I just have to be funny, and then people are going to reward me for being funny. And then you get into it more, and you find, oh, it's these different levels. It's like a tree. You first get up to, you get the branch, of the trunk of the tree, then you get up and you say, oh, shit, I got to do this. Oh, I got to go here and do this just to be on the same fucking tree. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say it's a little bit different for people who like Jackie who have been in it, you know, kind of still fresh in it, which is great. This is, to me, my 7th year in comedy. I can't say it was bad. Like, I love comedy. I still love it, but, like, I didn't know anything about the business side of it at all. I thought everything was just great. Kumbaya. Then you find out that, you know, it's a lot of politics involved in this.
Well, it's almost like in sports. You ever say, oh, wow, it's great you hit 40 home runs, 120 RBIs, but how many Twitter followers do you get? Because I don't think we're going to let you play on the Dodgers this year with those credentials.
Even with the steroids. So, but okay, I don't want Jackie to feel discouraged. Don't feel like
no,
that.
No, I'm not that impressionable, contrary to how I may seem with my Pollyanna positive stuff. I'm just optimistic. I'm a girl of the Lord. I'm Jesus's child.
I think you can, but you see, you're in it now at a time where it's you. There's so many different avenues people can go.
I like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. All this, I'm like. Old, but not too old to like all the crap that you have to have to get attention. But I still get annoyed like you guys do. I'm like, I'm funny. Can we just stop? Just let me come.
Yeah, see.
Just let me come.
Let me come to your club. Oh, Jesus.
See. So tell me. So then tell me this, Adam. What is it? What is it you still love about the business?
I like entertaining people. I like making people happy and just, you know, working your creativity to the point where you have a lot of different, diverse crowd, and they all kind of appreciate it. You don't really have to change it up too much. You go to different cities and travel around the world, and everybody appreciates. Like, I've done stuff for the troops and stuff. I was in Japan last year, entertaining the Marines for like a week and a half, and that was a wonderful experience because they had a great time. They were just happy you were there, and that's when it was just like stand up at its purity. You know, they just like was ever the best. Like, I think I'm as good at this as anybody. Not saying I'm better than anybody, because nobody's better than everyone. Once you're figured out how good you are, or that you are good, then you can just be able to walk in any room and do your stuff. So right. it just sucks sometimes when people just want to say no to you when you've worked hard at being great at it, and you know.
How much do you think the do you think comedy has gotten better? I'm talking about from what you see talent wise, not necessarily the business part of it, but from what you see being in it, you know, X amount of years and stuff. Do you think the quality of stand up has gotten better or worse?
It's definitely gotten worse. Because now it's just there's so many people just taking space.
There are a lot of comics.
Yeah, there's a lot of comics, and it used to be a more of a qualifying thing. Now it's just like with YouTube and just everybody can just step on stage. And once you're on stage a couple times, you're a comedian. Before it was just like there was more qualifications in order to become the comedian, I guess.
Right.
There's a lot of people I know that we all know, like a lot of people that are not famous that are probably some of the funniest people we know.
Yeah.
So just the most popular people. I've seen people just get a certain credit, and all of a sudden they're super popular. Would you like to ask me a question?
Okay. I'm sorry, my blood sugar's low. I'm a little slow on the reactionary. If you could change comedy, what is the first adjustment you would make, Adam?
I don't know. Is there there a way to like make it like an actual meritocracy where you go in and you actually have to get a certain amount of laughs, a certain amount of decibels per show, then you're measured, and then that's how you decide that people are really good at this?
Like bitcoins or some shit? Like, well, you deposit.
It's all subjective, right?
That'd be awesome, like, though. If you
I also thought comedy used to be cooler, man. It used to be like a cool, like, you used to be a little bit of a rebel in order to get into it. And
right.
Now just you're sort of, you know, it's become very nerdy. Dude. And very, very safe. And like, I'm such a loser. I can't pay my bills.
But think about how cool that would be, honestly, if you could just go to a comedy club and that's how you got paid, by how many laughs you got.
I would love the tip jar. If we would be allowed to have the tip
show. No, not tips.
We would we get a regular salary or whatever we get paid, but they allow a tip jar for the audience they like you to put money in the tip jar.
Oh, so you still get your whatever you say for the thing.
And tips are yours.
Wouldn't okay, awesome? But you still get your regular pay. Okay. That might be a little extra.
I think that'd be great. Well, as long as you still get paid, sure.
Yeah. You still
that's
get regular
paid. That's what merchandise is all about. That's why right. I sell merchandise. You know, sometimes I don't even want the merch. I just want to give you a tip.
No, I'm talking about like if you actually go to a club, you just tell your tip, jokes, ma'am. And they have a microphone monitoring the decibels of laughter that you get, and you
school,
get
like
paid.
Bars, yeah.
Well, it's like the Seahawks, you know, in the stadium where they monitor the decibels of the crowd. Why can't it be something like that?
I love it. See, Adam just gave us, by the way, did not even know, he just gave us a great segue.
What'd he do?
That was a good segue.
He said the Seahawks. Am I the only person fucking paying attention in the show?
You know me. Super Bowl. I only pretend to like it to get laid. I don't
Goodness
really care about
gracious.
The ball.
All right, you guys.
Totally fuck you.
We'll be right back after this. I don't see. See how the show went from 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds. We'll be right back after this. Outspoken Tokens with Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
And special guest Adam Richin. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, damn.
Okay, we're back.
Booyah!
Tokens. Stop.
Sorry.
God damn. Can I get the intro? Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
And special guest Adam Richin.
Hey, damn.
In the house. So, like I said, Adam gave us a good segue into the next segment. This dude has been taking a lot of flack ever since last Sunday's game between the Seattle Seahawks and San Francisco 49ers. Richard Sherman, listen, man, I honestly think the dude, and you said this though last time, Jackie, you said, why are they surprised and they're interviewing this dude right after he won the fucking game?
Okay, imagine this. You get a check in the mail. Don't you have a small celebration by yourself at the mailbox?
Yes.
When you reach that climactic stage in your loving, if somebody put a camera in your face immediately as
right
you come,
after you came.
Wouldn't you be like,
I fucking killed it.
Oh, I totally came all over her. It was amazing. I can't believe I haven't jerked off in 3 weeks, and that was the biggest load I've ever shot. Is this on TV? I probably shouldn't have said that. Grandma, if you're listening, I apologize. I'm Stanford educated, and I probably shouldn't have come out like that.
Don't you ever think I can't come on your face? Don't you ever think I can't come on your face?
Yeah, Crabtree said I couldn't come on your face. I knew I could. You don't mess with the best. You got the best sperm shots in town.
You understand what's on your face? You know what the DNA is on your face?
That's Richard Sherman Jr.'s and Junior Jr.'s.
Okay, that was a lot of testosterone.
I know, right?
I needed to come back quickly.
So this dude, he caught a lot of flack. You know, and again, and a lot of people don't understand. So to me, honestly, I didn't have a problem with what the dude said. I didn't care. I did think it was a little bit on the after interview, you know, when he's calmed down, he's dressed now, for him, the taunting. That part wasn't cool. That's unsportsmanlike.
I feel like his agent, whoever called him afterwards, after he took a shower and got dressed, and he was like, nigga, what you just did?
You fucking with our money. You fucking with, because that's endorsements.
And then
that's
he
what
came back composed, like, my bad. Y'all, I was tripping.
But I think the issue is coming from not just the hate of people saying he was unsportsmanlike. It's been turned into a race thing. Like, I saw a whole page of people calling them the N-word, like, the whole time. Yeah, because they said, oh, man, I can't believe this uneducated. And we're talking about people who don't know that he went to Stanford. These are people just assuming that he's from fucking Compton.
Yeah.
And he, you know, that, oh, he must be uneducated. And he only got it there because he knew how to play football. Dude has a fucking 3.9 GPA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just caught him in a moment. Like you said, it was
post-ejaculation.
Wait, Richard Sherman's black?
Hilarious.
Because it sounds like Richard Sherman, he could have been my Jewish lawyer. This is my lawyer, Richard Sherman. Hello, Richard.
Oh, yeah. Hi, how are you?
Don't you ever think I can't litigate?
What do you think I can't litigate? I can litigate with the best of them, man. I'm the best litigator in town. You know Susan Crabtree?
She's mediocre at best.
Yeah, she's not good at all. She's got a 2.8 from Wyoming University. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
I'm going to get pregnant because there's so much testosterone in the room. Just by the voices.
So Adam.
I'm also going to get pregnant. That's how much testosterone.
Hilarious. So Adam, because we were going to start to talk about this, and then we had to do some other shit. So you don't think it's about race, or you do think?
Well, why is it about race if he's talking about another black guy?
Not between those two. We're talking about the hate that's coming from the public at this guy.
Oh yeah, maybe that is. But I thought, what are they mad at him for? Why he's just he's trash talking another black guy, saying he's better. He's a wide receiver, and he talked trash. He's gonna tell him where to put it.
Right. But they were. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think people.
He does sound a little gangster, and then all of a sudden he's got the dreads. All of a sudden, yeah, man, you know, man, Jamaican man, right. Well, then they apply this. People are stupid, but I just don't understand. I think at this point, everyone should just realize anyone who's like comes back and turns everything into racism is an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, this is year 2014. Like, get over it. Not everything's about the color of your skin. You can just not like somebody just because you don't like them. And then you just happen to be black in that situation, or you happen to be Rastafarian.
I noticed you didn't say any of them happen to be white.
Or Jewish.
There you go. Thank you.
Because you know what? There's no Jewish cornerbacks in the NFL. That I can promise you. Wow. I don't think there's any Jewish players in the NFL.
Oh, shit.
When you're 5'7".
Not at all. Come on. There's got to be one.
There's offensive lineman.
Look, they found Jeremy Lin. They didn't think it was an Asian dude in the league, in the basketball league. So
the point is racism is like an easy out. It's easy to just go with that. There's also very few white people from Compton. Is there? I mean, can we really?
No, they're probably. It's growing. I'm just kidding.
Like location, location, location.
That's a demographic that will never be more than 2%. I can tell you that.
There's no Jews in Compton.
Not at all.
Someone's gonna call me. Yeah, it's me, Richard Sherman, the Jew. I'm a lawyer.
So no, I feel like it's rough sometimes that the race card does get thrown out, but there is legitimacy to this. Believe that. Understand that there are people.
The race
thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about in the sense of when they say, okay, I mean, between the three of us, of course, we don't see race like that. We're friends and colleagues. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. But outside of here, they're going to look at Adam differently. They're going to look at me. They're going to look at me differently than they look at Jackie. That's reality.
Because if we walk out your apartment now, they're going to assume that you and Adam ran a train on me. This is how society works.
Yes, but I mean, that would not be a bad stereotype.
Society's also pro-female, thinking all guys are assholes and every girl is this angelic, amazing individual.
We know that shit ain't true.
Because we are.
We know that shit ain't true.
Yeah, that's not true. That's a whole other story and ballgame.
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah. Bitter table for two.
Actually, bitter table for a billion. Let's get all the other guys out there. I got another guy, a bunch of guys will kind of agree with that.
That's a different kind of march on Washington.
Oh my God.
Well, actually, it's funny because you know my act, but I've been doing jokes about the fact that, like, I'm talking about schnarfers and people who are haters, like, schnarfy, schnarf, we don't like that. Like, we don't like this. And it's now we live in such an opinionated world where everyone has comments on YouTube or can, you know, hit you up on Twitter, hit you up on Facebook. And we used to not have that. So, you know, not all your everything you did was based on whether it was going to be judged by other people. So now I've thrown this into my act lately, which is I go, listen, guys, I apologize. I'm a white, heterosexual, educated, not disgustingly ugly male. I know.
Not disgustingly
top
ugly.
Of the food chain, right? You know, nobody wants to hear that. If I was a fat Asian lesbian in a wheelchair, I'd be so fucking famous right now. I could have a name and a catchphrase like Fortune Wheelie. You could have all my hacky fat Asian lesbian in a wheelchair material. Like, you know you're a fat Asian lesbian in a wheelchair when your electric wheelchair breaks down and your chubby girlfriend has to come to your Chinese food restaurant to sit on your face. Fortune Wheelie.
That's his T-shirt. That's the new Adam Richman T-shirt.
You should do your medication before you do any more podcasts.
Basically, if Margaret Cho got hit by a bus, I'd have to retire from stand-up. That's fine.
Wow.
That I actually said that because I don't want to make fun of him because I'm going to be on the shows hopefully one day. I am a sellout. I know.
That's how Jackie prefaces everything.
Yeah, because we have careers to think about. But a lot of the successful talk shows with females have been gay. So I've always been, I'm thinking like, is my love of dick killing the game, is killing my future?
And speaking of gay, speaking of gay talk show hosts, why doesn't Ellen have any stand-up comedians on her show? And if you're listening, Ellen, you started in stand-up. Not a bad idea to maybe give some stand-ups a chance. Huh?
Give us one second. We usually do this when people say stuff like that. the views expressed in this podcast.
Well, I'm not
those
saying,
of Adam Richman.
No, I think she's
not
great.
Those of Ty Barnett.
I think
she's,
I do think they spend about 15 minutes dancing on the show, or it could be used to maybe put a stand up on there. But hey, that's just me. Hey, time to dance.
This is what happens when you invite a Jewish dude to do a podcast, because he doesn't care about the future, because he knows it's going to be okay for him.
I can tell you right now. Let me say this. I will say I agree that she should do more stand-up. I do. Just because, like I said, it is how she started, so it would help. I'm not saying she's bad for not doing it. I'm just saying it'd be another way of giving back to the business, especially, but I think she's so far removed from what comedians are having to go through in this business. I think that's part of the reason
she
why.
She reminds you how rich she is. She tells her on a regular basis.
So
that
that's what I'm saying. Like, if you haven't had to deal with that, you don't know what it's like. So for her coming up and stand up, it was just awesome. Great. You probably get paid decent money. They gave you some respect and all that. Now she's
to do is be good. And
that's
then
it.
She got jobs. You know, she doesn't see how complicated it is. But let me just reiterate, going backwards, they spend 10 minutes dancing. Just dancing on that show.
I think she's like, I came out on ABC, on national TV. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do now.
I can tell you, I think she's had maybe one or two comedians on that I know of. But, yeah, it would help. I mean, I think it would be cool for the industry.
Had actual stand-up on the show?
Only one that I know of.
Give kudos to, and people talk shit about, but Arsenio Hall show, a lot of comics we know are on almost every other night. So, show, whatever you think about the show, I think the show is cool.
I think it's great, too. I think he's put on some comedians, and that's it. He starts.
I hope the ratings keep getting better.
Yeah, I'd like to be on it, too, Arsenio. AdamRichmanComedy.com.
He's going to be at home. Oh, shit, let me go to it. His people will, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you looking for sales on soup? What are you looking for?
I was trying to find the next story, but I'll find it in a minute. It's fine. I was trying to be professional, Jackie. What the fuck?
Oh, my bad. We're supposed to relax. Guys, Ty is like a perfectionist. He wants things to be really good and professional. And I'm more like, let's fart on the air. Come on, it's family.
That was you?
Yes. I haven't eaten it for a while. I'm kind of gassy. I'm kind of gassy.
Now I feel like I have two kids to deal with right now.
Oh, wait. Speaking of, this is a good transition. The two teams, and I'm going to sound like I know about sports, and I don't. The Super Bowl, Seattle, what? Seahawks? And what's the other one? Denver Nuggets? No. Who's it?
The Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos. Both two states that have legalized weed.
Yes.
So the Super Bowl is going to be,
which, by the way,
awesome for those of you that are going
to
be going.
Which, for all those people that wanted to talk shit about how unproductive you can be on weed, hey, this is not the year to talk about
it. Let's be realistic. I don't think the team's smoking weed, okay? But the fans are certainly.
You don't think any of the players are?
Of course they are at some point, but they don't. I don't know. Can it be tested for weed? I don't think it makes you not play well.
Really?
It makes you run really slow to go get a touchdown.
See, I have to stop. I can't have that assumption about it like that.
They just put chicken nuggets in the end zone or chocolate, and they're like, "Oh, run faster to get it." Yo, I'm better than chicken nuggets.
Those are mediocre chicken nuggets.
Yeah,
at best,
Crabtree. If you eat chicken nuggets, I eat chicken nuggets better than you.
Who said crab? You got crabs? I'm starving. I can go on forever.
So let me ask you this.
Excuse me, this is lawyer Richard Sherman. I don't think it's appropriate you guys talking about my client this way.
Hilarious. So let me ask you, because you know they tried to do it here in California at first, then it got knocked down, which is weird. A lot of people made jokes like, oh, they was too stoned to come out and vote. So they tried it here first, then Washington State for a minute till it finally happened in Washington State. Now Denver.
It is legal here, isn't it?
No, it's not legal.
The stores you go to buy the medical stuff, they have a gigantic
marijuana
leaf in the window of the store.
That's what people are not understanding the difference in legal.
You gotta
and
have a card,
cool.
Yes. You gotta have a card.
Here you need to have a card, period. Like Washington State and Denver, you can have a certain amount on you even without having a card, just as long as it's under a certain amount. But you can't be using it at the time. Like, you can't be smoking and driving or walking down the street smoking a joint.
And your purse can't be full of it, because if you're selling it,
you can have it in your purse. Like,
a lot
you
to
have
sell,
a,
large
not
amounts?
Not a pound. You can't have some shit taped to your back.
A brick? Like in movies?
You can't have weight. You can't have weight. You got to have just a little bit. So what do you think? Do you think, first of all, when do you think California is going to finally just say, okay, fuck it, let's just do it?
I think they've already done that.
No, they haven't.
No, I mean,
I'm telling you, do not try it.
Theoretically, I don't smoke like that or at all. Shut up. But I do know that California seems like It seems legal to me.
That's because people, the cops don't have that kind of time to fuck with everybody like that.
I also think California, the reason it wasn't legalized is because it didn't allow for free enterprise. It gave the government too much power and control over it. And the people that were really actually into the law were against it because if you legalize it, you then gave the government the power. What you really want is to be like companies like Budweiser and Marlboro to make marijuana and sell it like a, you know, like a product like that. The problem is really that what's against it is that we have these lobbyists for tobacco and for alcohol that do not want a competition for the product. So that's really right. The main reason. It's just big business standing in the way.
Because they know with weed, you can grow weed anywhere. You can be your own businessman, and if you got enough clientele, they can't tax that.
I just want to know why there's no prohibition for marijuana. And we all know who, like, what's his name? Was in the gangster, Chicago.
Al Pacino.
hey, yo, we gotta legalize.
I don't know if that works, Al Pacino. But Al Capone, we all know who he is because he was part of the, you know, legalization of alcohol in the 30s, 40s, right, whatever the years were. And now it's like, who's the new guy? Is it gonna be Tommy Chong with a Tommy gun?
Yeah, well, see with him though, because he went to jail. Tommy Chong went to jail for a minute, like
Tommy Chong, the black comic?
No. From Cheech and Chong.
Oh, I didn't see the movie.
Like, they only made one
Tommy
movie?
Chong, the black comic? Does that sound like?
No, it is actually, he's really a funny comedian, too.
His name, guy named Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong, he's a nice dude, too.
And he's
nice,
black.
And he's black.
He's not Asian at all.
Not at all.
Okay.
But very funny guy. He used to have two jokes. Well, I think he still doesn't, but he had two jokes that every time I saw him do it, that's the first time I'm on BET. That was the first time I saw him. And every time he would do the joke, I would fall out laughing.
Here's the funny thing about names, though, that can be deceiving, because, like, Adam Richman sounds very Jewish. Denzel Richman, black man.
Yes.
No, Denzel Richman?
We talk about the same thing with Tyrone. Same thing. Tyrone sounds pretty black. When I was in the military, we had a new colonel that was coming in to the station, and they said, we're getting the colonel, and his name is Tyrone. Honestly, in my head, I pictured a brother. That's who I thought. An old white dude walked in.
Wow.
Tyrone. I was like,
if a girl said, I want to set you up with a guy, his name is Tyrone,
I wouldn't even go.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm not looking for that right now.
But you go with Adam Richman.
For no reason, yeah.
You go with Adam Richman.
I'm like, I'm looking to settle down. I can't meet somebody named Tyrone.
And you go with Richard Sherman. He shows up in a Scully. It's going to be the best date ever.
Bottom line is, can the guy play football? Is he good? Does anyone really care about what he is and what he has to say in his personal life?
Well,
somebody broke it down. I might impress you guys. Buddy Lewis, you know him.
I know.
Comic and writer. He said the reason they had all this flack is because Crabtree is mediocre at best.
Mm-hmm.
And they were winning. And the team that Sherman is on came out from behind and kind of surprised everyone the way they won. Because I guess the team that Crabtree was on kind of assumed, we got this. We're in there. And then, you know, don't go to the bathroom too long. Like, come back, you're down by 20, take a pee, come back. What? Down by 2? That's what it felt like, the football game. I know basketball. I don't know football.
Well, I think when this happened, I think a lot of people, yeah, trash talk is trash talk.
And he's mediocre in trash talking. That's why it was like so.
But I mean, you think that's I don't think that's the worst thing that's ever been said in football. You don't think they said worse shit in football in huddle, like to each other on the. Somebody
they say
stepped
it every moment,
face.
But just not in front of the camera on ESPN. And that's why his couth wasn't very.
And that's what I think people have the problem with, is that his timing, because again, it was.
But really, that's what they want. Everyone wants to hear what people have to really say. Then he really says it, then they get mad at him for speaking his mind. I got no problem with it. We were around it a couple times and laughed both, you know.
People fucking sit there and applaud. The Real Housewives, all of these shows, they love it when women go at each other like that.
Well, it's
that.
Funny. He starts speaking out like that, and I immediately start deleting all my black friends from my phone.
Hilarious. It would be funny if it wasn't true.
All he says is I'm the best corner in the game, which I never heard of cornerback. I've never heard that. Is that new?
No, they've been around.
It's the guy that covers the wide receivers.
I thought it was just somebody really inarticulate saying quarterback. I'm like, it's quarterback.
Now Jackie has to go delete her tweet. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Get an education. It's pronounced quarterback. Jesus. Yeah,
that guy really is an idiot. It's quarterback.
Excuse me, Jackie, you're fired.
Never heard cornerback in my life.
Was that Richard Sherman?
Yes, the lawyer.
Yes, it's Richard Sherman again. Objection, Your Honor.
Wow. Well, okay, so I don't even know
but
how.
Now he's really famous. That's the bottom line.
But wait, we totally didn't. We glanced. I don't even know how we did it. Jumped back onto that topic, and Adam was just about to talk about
what?
The legalization of marijuana.
Oh, he was like, he went all Brian Williams on us, didn't he?
I know.
Well, I think we were on. I mean, I don't care. I just think people just have to be allowed to do what they do. We can walk any direction from your apartment, my apartment, and in like two blocks in every direction. I can buy as much alcohol as I want, you know?
Yes.
And it is not good for you. And it is super intoxicating. And no matter how much weed I smoke or have smoked, it doesn't really do that to me. It doesn't have the same effect. So I'd rather a bunch of people on weed than alcohol. Alcohol just is a source of all sorts
alcohol
of problems.
Alcohol creates way more idiots.
Way more problems.
Every fucking time.
Alcohol got me in shit. One day we'll talk about it. One day we'll talk about it. Fuck you, alcohol, even though I love it sometimes because it helps numb your senses.
You know what my drink of choice used to be? 151. Straight.
Somebody was depressed.
It was rough times.
Jesus.
It was rough I ain't gonna lie. It was a rough fucking time.
Do you have any now?
That was my second thought. But do you have it?
You know what's funny, though, is that for like 2 seconds, I thought, no, I don't.
What is that, moonshine? What is that even?
151 is 151 proof, I believe it is. Or 80 or 90 proof. No, it's more than 90 proof.
See, alcohol will have you driving on the dividers all the way home.
You don't want to do that. Trust me. You do not want. Here's the thing. With 151, honestly, you have to plan that shit out. If you want to be responsible about it. The best way to do it, I would always get a shot, maybe two. And then whatever drink I got, if it was weak, I didn't care.
But drinking doesn't make you want to be responsible. It makes you want to be active and move around as much as possible, drive.
That's the people that can't fucking handle
dance.
That shit.
You can get high and go do errands. Yeah. You can't get drunk and go do errands. Yeah, I went and did errands. I was going to get my laundry done. Instead, I pissed on my laundry. I was going to go shopping, but then I took a shit on the floor of Ralph's. That's how I do my shopping. I'll show you errands. I was gonna go see a movie. It went high, and then I fucking punched the movie. Instead, I got drunk and I punched the ticket guy in the face.
You go to the children's shelter. Do you want these fucking gifts or not? You want the fucking gifts or not?
You can't conduct your normal daily activities when you drink.
That's hilarious. She just came in and started throwing shit. I don't know.
With weed, you might take a nap. You know.
Where's the guy in alcohol? I don't know. He's dancing in the middle of church. We were just at a sermon, and like he's just on the third pew. Just like he's puking on the pew.
And this is
where's the weed guy? Oh, he's eating Snickers in the corner.
Just watching the sermon.
Just, yeah, I think he just singing Kumbaya with the children.
That's it. Yeah, I think they should. So what do you think is the next state? They gave a list of the top five states that they were thinking, and let me see if I remember them.
It
was
really care.
California. Was in there, Oregon. No, not Arizona. Alaska, which if anybody needs weed.
Because they're in Alaska.
It's, come on.
I don't think New York is ever.
That should come with the license.
New York is never going to do it because many people in New York don't have or need cars. So imagine people just high and walking really slow up and down Manhattan streets. It'll be annoying as fuck.
Hey, I've had some good times in New York.
Okay, New York is wonderful, but when you're intoxicated,
intoxicated,
and you can be because you're not driving and walking around drunk in New York.
If you're
going to
be drunk
fun.
Anywhere, that's where.
New York, get
as
off
a dude, women, I don't recommend
that
shit.
Don't be drunk on the train at 3 a.m. It looks kind of enticing to the wrong people.
So we'll be right back after this. Jackie has, I don't know what the ad was, but whatever this ad was, we'll be right back after this. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
And Adam.
Adam Richmond. Or a damn.
We'll be back. These motherfuckers.
Boom! I'm sorry.
It's over 45.
No, it's 34.
I say when you want more of Richmond.
More Richmond equals excellent podcasting.
We're back, you guys.
It's podcasting with Ty Barnett.
I said, Jackie, do the lead in.
Oh, my bad.
It is too late now.
Yeah, it is too late.
Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
And Adam Richmond.
Welcome to Outspoken Tokens. This is Adam Richmond with Ty Barnett and Jackie Fabulous as my guests. That got weird.
Jews always taking over shit.
All the fucking time.
So
hold
on. That's a funny thing. Because I think old time in show business, it used to be a little bit bigger for Jews. Like, there's all the old school guys, you know. Maybe, I don't know, is Red Buttons Jewish? But, like, you know, George Burns and those. It used to be, like, a little more old school. Now, all of a sudden, there's not. I don't think it's too Jewish dominant.
This is when they start
can
playing that.
Can your reference be older?
This is when they start playing. When he
still got Jerry Seinfeld. Fine, you win. All right, you win on Seinfeld.
When he started, the first thing I thought was when they play that music at the Oscars when it's time for you to get off.
Uh-huh.
It's like, hey, I like to thank.
Then I bring out my own sound system and start like overdoing it. Yeah, you guys want to cut me off? I think not.
Hilarious.
I'd like to thank my mother and father for fucking. That's too right on.
So, okay, go ahead. Jackie, go. What were you
going to... A lot of stuff going on for females to try and be beautiful. My boyfriend and I watched a documentary about women, primarily in Miami, getting butt injections. People have been dying. Women have been dying.
Did you say...
Butt injections. Kim Kardashian, allegedly, they always think it's fake. I don't think it's fake.
She must have had a good butt injection doctor.
But, you know, men love booties. They love asses. And women, because we're desperate and we're feeling low self-esteem, I shouldn't say we, I think I'm awesome. But girls are dying because they're putting motor oil, putting motor oil and castor oil,
what?
And strange liquids, injecting it on the black market underground to get their booties to get inflated, and they're dying. And it's predominant in Miami.
I think the problem is they're going to the wrong fucking doctor. That's not you. Don't let.
I think it's great. They can always
in.
Change your car with their ass juice.
A fart, a certain fart, is like, babe,
you're out of oil. Hold on a second. It's gonna gurgle. Too much. I don't even know what castor oil in my ass is all about.
I always got to step in because you guys go like 18 levels too low.
Can I wax that ass? No, you can castor oil.
It's funny because like before Adam will start talking, I'm like, I'm going to be as adult about this as possible.
He just brings me right to it. 9 years old like he is. This is hilarious. Grown ass man with responsibilities, people.
Hilarious.
Now, speaking of women who are doing dumb things, a big thing now. Two girls that are in their 20s put an ad on Craigslist, and they're calling it Coachella Boyfriend. They're looking for two guys to take them or be their dates at Coachella, which I guess is like Woodstock. You guys know about it? I feel like you guys would both know about Coachella.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know anything. I've never been.
I know anything about assistant Coachella.
Ha! He's here all week. Don't go see him. So their requirements are they put the ad on Craigslist. They want the guys to be 24 years or older, 6 feet tall, current San Fran resident.
You have to be 6 feet tall.
Yes, because they want to sit on the guy's shoulders to be able to see the stage. Must already have your own Coachella ticket, so they're not even going to treat the guy. They want
to. So you just want to come hold you?
Yeah, and listen to them. And then they're saying, know how to handle your shit. Blacking out and forgetting the festival is the minor league's buddy. Understands and appreciates the natural wonder that is car camping. Understands and appreciates the natural wonder that is car camping and still plans on utilizing the shower through said 3 days of camping. Embraces morning day drinking. Bonus for above par beer pong skills. Prefer applicants applying as a pair of friends.
Okay,
these girls are going
like
to be missing in 3 days.
I would like to.
These two alcoholic sluts basically want a guy to stand on so they could see the concert better.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair ad. So... I would like to put in an ad that I think guys should put in. Looking for chick that knows how to keep her mouth shut, except for certain times, and knows when to leave when I ask her to leave, and also does not complain when I finish up pretty quick.
And you can sit on my shoulders, but backwards.
To apply, please email us your name, a picture, a short description of why you're interested in being a Coachella boyfriend, and top 3 Coachella acts you'd like to see. These girls are going to get raped and killed.
Hilarious.
I think the story's over.
Yeah,
that was actually hilarious.
You better keep an eye on those. Get those names. Get those names just
they're
in
be
case.
Missing, all
FBI
saying.
Files. FBI
That's the girl
files.
I want, the one who's already demanding. And she's like, and you have to be okay with morning drinking. So basically an alcoholic 20-something-year-old is... Yeah, there's a lot of those out there.
I cannot believe he wasn't even 6 feet.
Can
five
you believe
foot 11.
He was 5'11"?
Bullshit.
With my ass chaps. And I filled my ass with castor oil. And I
just
still
for him?
I still wasn't. He's like, what's that smell, babe?
Babe, what's this on my fucking shirt?
Yeah, what are you dripping?
Bro? I don't know why I keep doing that.
Bro? What did you become Armenian?
I don't know.
Not racist,
every
is it?
Time.
It's true.
It's just funny, though. That's hilarious. So, I, to me, I would really want to find out what dudes
What's in it for them? Like, they need to put
sore
in,
necks.
Sore necks. You will be allowed to rape us when the concert is over because
sore
they deserve to get
necks.
Laid.
That's all they get.
If you do this,
that's all they would get is a sore neck.
And you have to be a why do you have to be a San Francisco resident too? That says that.
Yeah, because they need a ride back.
Coachella's in, like,
they need a ride back.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
They need a fucking ride. Fucking. See, I'm about
to say
some shit.
Can you demand blowjobs? Yo, it's Richard Sherman. I'm totally over 6 foot. You can sit on my face. And I love Coachella. Michael Crabtree doesn't like Coachella.
That car camping is mediocre at best.
Okay, I got to step back in. Did you find anything in that what you
I'm
were looking for?
It's happening. I'm looking.
Weird but true.
Jackie, for somebody who is from New York,
what's that have to do
why
with
don't name? You embrace this I love the New York Post. Every time I go through an airport that has the New York Post, I buy one.
Because
and then
the
I
New
just
York
found
Post,
out that my store up the street has it. I love the New York
for me,
Post.
It represents murders and rapes because my mother reads them and then calls me or emails me and lets me know. Exactly, just like that.
Jackie, are you being safe out there?
Because I'll be like... Yeah, kind of. She's been drinking. So she'll call me and tell me about a story about how a guy and a girl went to the movies. And then the man cut off our head. She wants me to make sure I understand that any boyfriend I have is probably going to
that is
me.
The most information you need, though. That's the biggest right there. A head was cut off. You need to know
and
it.
And then I'm like, Mommy, was it a midnight movie? Because that is dangerous. Did she just meet him?
That's mom looking out for you. That's a good mom right there.
I'm like, I wouldn't go out with a guy I don't know at midnight. And I wouldn't be in his car. So I'm going to be okay.
I hope not, Jackie.
If what does it say though in the New York Post? It's beauty and her husband was
well. No, that was such a bad story. It's about the crime in Venezuela. But this we're gonna do a segment from the weird but true. Because every time I read these stories, there's always something that I'm like, I cannot believe that more people don't talk about this. So here's a story from Weird But True, and I thought it was pretty funny actually. Handwriting is a lost art and is starting to affect our nation's bank robbers. A heist in Antioch, California, was foiled when a teller was unable to read the robber's demand because his penmanship was so lousy.
Did you get shot in the face as a result?
The teller even consulted with the manager to determine what the note said.
Bitch, that's a comma. That's not a period, bitch. Boom, right in her nose.
As time went on, the crook decided it was too risky to hang around.
Fuck it, this stupid bitch.
That is pretty stupid. But you know that they don't teach cursive in schools now?
I know.
Kids don't even know that. They don't even
know.
People know how
don't.
To write. Because everyone uses their text messaging or a computer
That's
or
right.
something. So how do you fill out applications and stuff like that now?
I know. You just have to write in regular
penmanship. Excuse me, can I just put this on a computer?
You know what they do? Honestly, they go on, and they just type it. Like I asked my kids, I was like, hey, you know, when my oldest was looking for a job, it's like, hey, we should go get you some applications. She's like, well, they don't really take applications like that anymore. You just fill them out online. I'm like,
you have to be able
real?
To write.
You can just type in some. Like
you
don't
have to write.
It's called pen. Like you don't even know that. But here's the thing. Let me ask you: do you still know how to write in cursive?
Yeah,
you do. Like you can write a full letter in cursive.
You mean script?
No, listen.
What's cursive?
No.
Is cursive swearing?
I'm talking about can you write, like you know, people use to write letters. Can you write a full letter in cursive?
Well, what about your signature? Now do the kids do not
I
have a
do...
signature? What is your big X?
Hilarious.
You know? But I do a combination like cursive and hand, like.
See, I can, my signature writing. Is fine. And if I had to write my name, I probably could write that in cursive. But to be honest with you, I haven't written cursive in a long time, so to write a full letter would be rough.
I could do that. I could write the alphabet right now. Let me test it. Here, you hold this.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna write the alphabet on the back of your piece of paper here. See if I can do it. In cursive.
This is absolutely
ridiculous
and fascinating.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L.
You know, part of that is really
illegible. This is riveting.
That shit is illegible.
Ladies and
like right here. Everything
he's
after
writing
eight.
Like a Jewish doctor that did not finish medical school.
Just so you, for the people listening, I'm gonna tell you right now, it was shitty. It was shitty.
That was very fast.
It just proved the point. That's all. Thanks, Adam. We just proved the point.
You're welcome.
Yeah. See, now that I totally
that's
I
print.
Read.
That's called print. That's not cursive.
That I could totally read.
Hilarious.
Okay, so here's one more story, and then we'll get ready to wrap this
get
up.
Out of here.
The British government has come up with a progressive new business subsidy that will help young people get jobs in porn.
Awesome.
The Department for Work and Pensions is reportedly giving financial incentives to the makers of blue movies to hire young adults. The offer, however, counts only for jobs behind the camera.
What makes that weird?
Is that really in porn?
Yeah. Like, you can work in porn. Like, you'd be like a grip.
Porn is a billion. We all know this by now. It's a $1 billion industry.
Fluffer. They didn't say Fluffer was out. Fluffer.
Moral or not, it's work. It's a movie. People buy it. It's a business.
I love
and
porn.
It's sex. We all have it, have had it, know about it, heard of it. It's a business.
This is the story. Go ahead.
If you're a key grip, aren't you already in porn?
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? I got a grip on your balls. Oh, we're back to being immature. Jackie's disappointed.
I tried.
Listen, guys, if you have a problem with this, hit up JackieFabulous.com.
Actual website.
She'll feel it all
the wrong
all
reasons.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yes.
I was calling to get a grip. This is where I get the grip.
If you have a problem with Jackie, hit up AdamRichmondComedy.com. Tell me your problems.
This is where I get the grip.
Every time. I'll talk to my lawyer, Richard Sherman.
That's a mediocre grip at best.
The same way they have makeup women, they probably have a lube person. They probably have a massager if it gets tight or whatever. They have to have it. It's a business.
A massager if it gets tight?
I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
I literally didn't
think it through. Let's say the girl doesn't get lubricated through natural sources. They might
you mean
have
like she doesn't get excited?
Yeah, they might have to use lube and a device to get her lube, not lube, what's the word? Loosened up.
The motion you're doing with your fingers.
So they can
it's like a Venus flytrap.
The word is wet, Jackie.
Wet, but also wet has to accompany, what happens in there? Contracts
how do
or
we
expands?
I don't.
And nobody really knows. Me
you're either. The only one here that
the
knows
The vaginal
that.
Opening must expand so that it can allow entrance of another piece of body part from somebody else. If she's not turned on, it's tight. It's
I
closed.
Can tell you right now, that
it's
description.
Venus flytrap.
That description was the most non-turned-on description of sex.
I do that a lot. You're like, why would you pick that?
She did her fingers like it was like you should. It's like a duck call.
Do you know if a vagina's not used, probably can actually atrophy?
It can.
You should look that up.
Really?
Yes. Can fall off.
Get the fuck
that's
out
a medic.
Of
I swear to God.
No.
My brother-in-law made me Google it when
close
I was on
up.
Vacation.
Close up, maybe not fall off.
Fall off. Yeah, just sew itself up like. Or shut off.
The close up get any for a while. It doesn't get kind of tight.
The closing up makes sense, not the falling. That just sounds.
Where is it gonna go?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not gonna fall off.
Imagine going back.
My vagina atrophies every time Richard Sherman opens his mouth.
You walk in.
What?
He's a JCPenney. Did you guys see a vagina? Yeah, I think it fell out about.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna get out of here.
Wait. I got one more story. One more story, and then we're gone. Then we'll close it out. All right, so this is actually the story I should have read. This is more interesting than that. Well, not interesting, more interesting than falling out vagina. To be honest with you, that was unexpected. So props to that.
It made me uncomfortable.
Really?
It's weird. It made me comfortable.
Hilarious. okay, here we go. Last story. A Phoenix man was busted at the Mexican border when customs officials opened up a suitcase in his trunk and found a Thai woman inside. Neither one of y'all sounded like y'all surprised.
I was about to say, these tickets are fucking high.
Neither
do what you got to do to get on that plane, people.
Neither one of y'all sounded surprised by that. That's crazy. Okay. The 48-year-old woman was folded up in a large bag and covered with clothes.
Is she alive?
Yeah, she is. She couldn't be reached for comment, though.
Because
but
she's dead.
Probably found her trip a little more comfortable than flying. You know what the first thing I thought of when I read this story? Ocean's 11. The little bit, the small kid, the small dude in Ocean's 11, they put in the drum.
That well, listen, whenever I pack a suit, I always bring a tie.
ladies and gentlemen, this
you
can is
tell
why
Adam was waiting right there for
this
that one.
This is why he's a comedian.
I meant Ty Barnett. Did he get to keep the tie girl?
I think he was arrested for
she
some kind of.
She was sent back for he was
smuggling. Because you can't just you can't even walk across with one. So putting her in the case, I think that was a little bit.
And what girl agrees to do that? Oh, okay. Me love you long time.
I don't need you to love me long time, but get in this trunk, like that. Oh, okay.
Sure, no problem. She must have been really small.
Yeah.
Is that a Thai girl in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? Oh no, it's a Thai girl. It got weird.
I got the mini. I didn't get the full Thai version. I got the Thai mini.
Oh, God.
it is a reference to. Sorry. All right, you guys. We got to get ready to go.
All right.
It's been a super fun podcast. Hey, Adam, man. Listen, dude. Thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for being the first guest.
You were gentle. It didn't hurt much.
Okay. I had a blast, and I'm changing my name to Adam, just so I can be a little bit blacker.
So if where can people reach you and find out what's going on?
My phone number is, you don't want that. They can, follow me on Twitter. I could use some followers. I don't really do it enough. But, hey, at Adam Richman, that's my Twitter handle, Facebook Adam Richman, or my website, adamrichmancomedy.com, or adamrichmancomedy.com. Adam Richman, I'm high all week. Thank you so much.
You said a damn rich man. I got excited. Okay, that shows what I think about in life.
You have any shows coming up?
I have lots of shows. I'm going to be the...
What's the next place you're going to be?
I got some random spots this week, but next week I'm going to be at the Comedy Store on the 28th and 29th, the main room on the 28th, and then the belly room on the 29th. Oh, sorry. Yeah, maybe 29th, 30th. What day is today?
That was the most unprofessional presentation.
What day is today? Today's the what? The 22nd? Yes. And it's a what? A Wednesday?
Oh my God.
So the 29th and the 30th. 29th Comedy Store, 30th Comedy Store Belly Room. And then check my website for my road gigs. I'll be in the Northwest at the end of February.
Comedians.
I'll be in Virginia in March. I'll be...
Go to his goddamn site and get his schedule.
you can reach us. You can reach me at Comedian Ty Barnett on Facebook. Comedian Ty Barnett on Facebook. TyBarnett.net and TBarnett23 on Twitter. TBarnett23 on Twitter.
If you Google Jackie Fabulous, everything pops up. Twitter, yes. Facebook, website,
even
mother's
her nipples.
And your penis.
Everything pops up. Picture everything of me, full frontal. And I will be at Madhouse Comedy Club with Ty this Friday.
This Friday.
On January 24th, two shows, 8 and 10. Or 7 and 9, around there somewhere. I forget what exactly.
And then Friday, she will be at the Ice House.
No, Saturday.
Saturday
I'm at the Ice House with Wendy Lehman and Lisa Alvarado. Bitch Fest, what? Come
up.
See it, because we do it hard.
And yes, I will be at the Madhouse this upcoming weekend. Starting Thursday, actually. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, come see the shows. If you are in the San Diego area and you know the club, come see the club. Go to Ty Barnett. Look up Ty Barnett and come to the fucking show. All right, we got to get ready to wrap this up.
All right.
Thanks a lot, you guys. In closing, we want to say to the two chicks looking for Coachella boyfriends, eat a dick. Eat a dick. I can't even really say anything else more than that. The business. It's not the best business to be in when you deal with shitty people, but it's an awesome business to be in when you know you have talent and you can make people laugh. So to the comedians out there, just keep being funny and eventually... This shit will happen, man. They can't outlast us. You know, there's no time limit on funny, man. We just got to keep bringing it to them. Legalizing weed, just fucking do it, man. Come on, really? Are you seriously thinking that it's not going to happen? Legalize it. And Richard Sherman, hey, man, if you win that Super Bowl, all the haters, all they can do is just continue to hate,
do
man.
Do your thing, Bo. Be excited. Screw these haters.
That's what's up. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
And special guest Adam Richman for this week. You guys have a blessed life. Take it easy. Peace.
Later. Peace.